Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Ray Ditter is brought to you by Bradford Whitewater Heaters. To find a plumbing professional near you, visit BradfordWhite.com. The best there is from NBC Sports Philadelphia, Ray Didger. Hi, Ray.
Morning, Ange.
Ray, could you just – I need you to report something for me. So the ball is up in the air on the final throw.
Right.
Could you report for me on what Seth Joyner was doing with you guys just before the post-game show?
Well, we had all left the office area where we were watching the game on TV there, and we had moved down to the studio, so we were all basically being hooked up to the, you know, putting the wires on and the microphone and the thing in our ear, and we're all sort of getting hooked up at that point. But the one thing that Seth did say was Smith's open, and he saw it the same as I saw it, and that's where we figured the ball was going to go. None of us, trust me, none of us in the studio were saying, oh, throw it to Rager. There was a lot being said, but that I don't think I didn't hear anybody say that.
That's at some point when you have a first-round pick who's not panning out right, it requires a front office to acknowledge it and not continue to feature the man. You said after the game that you thought – that Rager was still getting opportunities because they were trying to promote him for being a number one pick. You still believe that? We just had Nick on it. He said, no, they don't get involved. It's all me. What do you think?
Well, I don't know that the guys upstairs are telling him that you have to play Rager and you have to throw him the ball. I didn't mean to suggest that. I don't think anybody's coming down and telling him, giving him orders, expressed orders that you have to throw the ball to Rager. But I do think that as a coaching staff, they're looking at this guy as somebody that they felt had that kind of ability, and they're trying every way they can to incorporate him in the offense, hoping that if he has a couple of good games, because I think a lot of what he's dealing with now is a confidence issue. It's really not unlike what you went through with Aguilar not all that long ago. It's really not unlike that at all. Wide receiver, first-round draft pick. You know, a guy that you brought in, you thought he was going to be a difference maker and struggled terribly for a number of years. And they kept staying with him, hoping that he would have some success and sort of unlock his potential. And he did. You know, the Super Bowl year, he was a big contributor. But I think they see Rager the same way, a guy that they liked in college, a guy they drafted high. I thought they overdrafted him, but okay, they believed in him. And you see, during this year, I mean, they've tried to figure out all these different ways, all these different plays, all these different formations, just to try to put the ball in his hands and give him an opportunity to do something. But right now, I mean, you could go through this game statistically and point to a lot of things that went wrong. But to me, the single thing that jumps out is seven targets to Jalen Rager. Makes no sense whatsoever. There's no way you should be targeting him. The way he's playing right now, seven times in one game, no way.
I just brought that up to the coach. That as many targets as Goddard and Smith got together. But what I'm trying to understand, he said, Nick Sirianni said he's got to get Rager the ball because he's so explosive.
Right.
Are you seeing any of that, Ray? Even on punt returns or kick returns, do you see him explosive?
No. No, I don't.
What are they talking about?
I don't. Well, I mean, he did show evidence of it at TCU. not that that does you any good right now.
No.
But he was, you know, I actually went back and pulled out my scouting report on him just to reread it and just kind of refresh my memory as to what I thought of the guy. I did write about his speed. I did write about his playmaking ability because he did show that in college. But the one thing he never really demonstrated, that was always kind of in the return game. And after he did get the ball, what he could do with it in the open field. I mean, he ran like a running back more than a receiver. But the one thing I did write was doesn't run good patterns and has very inconsistent hands. And that's exactly what you're dealing with here. That's why I didn't see him as a first-round pick. I mean, he was a guy that had some ability, and he made some big plays in college, but he was not a good route runner, and he was not a reliable receiver. And, you know, that was such a frustrating game yesterday and such a frustrating loss. But, you know, the thing that you could parse it many, many different ways. But, I mean, my feeling was at the end, and I said it a couple times during the post-game show, how could you have a minute to go in the game, have a time to run seven plays in that time, throw seven passes, and not throw one of them to Devontae Smith, who's your best player. Not
exactly.
One of them. I mean, you can't do that. He is your best playmaker. He's your best playmaker. He's your best receiver by far. You had an opportunity to put the ball up seven times, and you didn't even give him a chance. I still don't understand that.
Ray, let me roll this back a little to earlier in the game. The first 16 plays, 11 passes. This is a team that have been running it spectacularly, continued to run it very effectively yesterday when they ran straight up, didn't go around the sides, didn't try nothing fancy, straight up, knock them down kind of football. Why didn't he keep doing it, Ray? It worked.
Yeah, it did. It did. I thought, you know, and you look at the numbers, it's very deceiving. People look at the numbers and say, wow, they ran for 208 yards. That's yeah. pretty good.
Totally deceiving.
Not really. Not really. I thought that you've seen now over this stretch of games now, going back 5 weeks, that when they put Hurts under center, not in the shotgun, but when they put him under center, and they run, I guess for the lack of a better term, a conventional offense, they run the ball extremely well. I mean, the line opens the holes, and the backs, Scott and Sanders, they hit it really good. And you go back and you count up all the plays, the running plays with him under center. They were very, very effective. And I thought that Nick went through a stretch of series there where they threw the ball way too much on a day when your quarterback was really struggling. Shouldn't have been. I mean, the Giants defense is terrible. I know what the coaches were thinking. I mean, they're looking at the Giants defense really, really bad and couldn't cover anybody. I mean, we all saw the game on Monday night in Tampa. So we all knew how bad they were. And the coaches kept thinking, well, we'll have success throwing against them. Well, not when your quarterback's having a day like he was having.
Yeah.
You know, give him the opportunity, take some shots. But when you see Hurts struggling the way he was struggling, then go back to what was working for you, and that's the running game.
All right, Ray, I got one more question, but it's a big one. All right, Ray? This is using all the years of football expertise you have accumulated en route to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Are what we witnessing now growing pains for Nick Sirianni, or is he in over his head?
It's growing pains, I think. And no, I don't feel in over his head. I mean, he did not coach well yesterday. But you know, a lot of that was on the players. I mean, this was Hurts' worst game for sure. And it's going to bring up a lot in the minds of the fans, a lot of long range questions about, you know, every week we're asking a question. Is he the guy? Is he the guy? Is he the guy?
Yeah.
The last few weeks, it was certainly trending towards yes. I think probably today it's trending towards no, but I thought Sirianni had a bad day yesterday. I mean, some of the decisions he made were head scratching. The play calling was not very good. I'm sure he knows that. You got to give your coaching is not all that complicated. And when you get right down to it, you give your best players the most opportunities to win the game for you.
Yep.
You know they're your best players for a reason. In key situations, you go to them and you let them win the game for you. You don't throw the ball when you have Devontae Smith on the field and the game's on the line. You don't throw the ball to Jalen Reagor. That was a mistake. It was a mistake by the coach. It was a mistake by the quarterback. But you know, I think Sirianni has done, on the whole, a pretty good job this year. And the last few weeks, I mean, he brought this season back from the brink. Yesterday was a huge step backwards. There's no question about that. But, you know, I'm not going to write him off. But
All right.
they got to you know, they got to regroup and they got to get ready to go back up to the Meadowlands and play a Jets team that's just as bad and just as directionless as the Giants are, but this time find a way to win.
Ray Dittinger is going to enjoy going back to the Meadowlands two straight weeks. He'll be in to break that game down on Thursday.
Yes.
Ray, always an honor, my friend. Thank you, sir.
All right, you take care, Ange. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.